You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
62 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Let's get funky.
Are we doing this again?
What's on the agenda for today?
We've got a very uplifting show today.
You don't know what day it is. Do you?
It's National Get Funky Day.
Are you funky enough?
What do you mean funky?
No, I'm lucky if I could find half an hour a week in which to get funky.
Get funky with us?
How very funky.
I take your position.
It should be a lot of fun.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name is Tom Morgan, and I took a shower at 4 a.m. so I don't smell funky. Morgan in the Morning. It's happening right now.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hi, I'm Brandon Phillips, Quality Control Manager at Facebook and Instagram. Many of you may have felt scared and stressed yesterday when we were down for 6 hours. Well, we're back and your lives are back to normal. That's right, endlessly stalking ex-boyfriends and girlfriends you haven't spoken to for years. It's back. Tracking how many likes you got on that weird Minions meme you put up? It's here to stay. And posting every meal you've ever had that features even a slice of avocado has returned back to your life.
Yay.
To help make you feel whole again. Whoa, oh, I was starting to actually feel genuine emotion there. All right, time for a quick Instagram selfie.
There you go.
All right, that feels better.
Yeah, we're all feeling better today, aren't we? Maybe we didn't even notice yesterday. I already posted up on the 94KX Facebook page. Are you okay? Are we all okay today? Facebook, Instagram went down for over 6 hours. Oh my God. Easy. But you did get it, didn't you? You did feel kind of a ripple in your normality, didn't you? You're at lunch. The only break you get where you can look at your phone. There you were eating your bologna sandwich and pressing the Facebook button, and all you got was that wheel turning, and you were like, hey, what's going on? This is the only time I get 8 hours to look at Facebook. Checking your Instagram. Oh, what, nothing going on. Did it really move you? Did it shake you? Let us know. We posted it up. Here's my deal. I checked it during a lunch break in my recording studio. I thought, well, my Wi-Fi's acting up. I can't get the Facebook. Oh, well, no big deal. And then I got thinking about it, and I thought, well, no, my Wi-Fi is not acting up because that is how most of my recording studio operates, wireless. So I'm like, I'm sending stuff. I'm producing audio. What the heck is wrong with my phone? So then I thought, well, you know, it's probably the phone company. You know, blame it on the phone company. That's what we always did as far back as there was such thing called a telephone. Alexander Graham Bell took a lot of heat when there was no connection. You know what I mean? Still does, sort of. But it made me think, and maybe you agree, the thing we hold in our hand, we still call it a phone, but nobody uses it as a phone. I'm going to text my coworker and tell him to get something done.
I'm going to email them, and I hope they reply all.
I'm just going to send him a message on Facebook. Private message, is it really? But anyway, this is what we do. And yesterday when it all went down, we never thought of using it, hello, as a phone. Call somebody.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon's up with Late Night. He's talking about Facebook and Instagram going down. That's probably the big topic today. Go to the 94KX Facebook page and let us know how you feel.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Facebook and Instagram were hit by a massive outage and stopped working for millions of users. Facebook was only down for a day, and in that short time, everyone got the vaccine. Isn't that amazing? Amazing.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Happy Tuesday. It is storytelling day today. Maybe we did that yesterday instead of reading our phones when Facebook and Instagram were down. We actually opened a book, read to our children maybe. Did we at least do that? We'll visit that in just a little bit. Also, another key to Cancun today. We started that yesterday, and man, that excited everyone. And why shouldn't it, right? I mean, yesterday's weather, which brings me to yesterday's Morgan in the Morning Facebook post. What do you have to moan about on Monday? Everybody talked about the weather. Almost everyone. All right. Someone said something about having their job schedule changed and they lost some hours or whatever. But yeah, everybody was talking about how miserable the weather was yesterday. And it was supposed to be that way all day. And then all of a sudden, poof, about 4 o'clock, it was sunny. And we're like, hey, I'm okay now. Dear Facebook, I'm okay now. Oh, wait, Facebook isn't working. I told everybody I was miserable in the morning, and then Facebook went down. How am I going to let everybody know I'm okay again? Don't worry. Nobody cared. It's all right. Hey, were you okay? You know, the news department probably just fell on its ear.
It was the happiest afternoon in my life.
You didn't have to answer any comments on Facebook on the news radio
site. No, didn't have to put any there. Didn't have to reply to them. Didn't have to block anybody. Nobody called me a little, one of
SOB,
the words.
SOB, some of right, them, yeah, that kind
worse.
Of thing. So it was actually a good day for you. See, it was a good day for me.
Didn't bother me a bit. It's the way life should be.
Yeah. I was just saying moments ago during my lunch break in my recording studio at home, I picked up my phone and,
Facebook is down.
Maybe it's my Wi-Fi. No, wait. Most of my studio runs on Wi-Fi. Oh, well, no biggie. So we're all going to be okay, friends. Check out the 94KX Facebook page. Today, though, it says, are we all okay? I survived the Facebook Instagram blackout of 2021.
We'll always have Twitter, Tom.
Oh, yeah, there's that one, too.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark has got the news. Mark has got the sports. And for all we know, maybe Mark has the AccuWeather too. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 62 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Grab a book, open it up, and read to your kids. Wait, what? It's National Storytelling Day, and... well, just think about what happened yesterday when you lost all your reading capability on Instagram and Facebook. Did you read to your kids? Probably not. We got the story coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
National Storytelling Day. Once upon a time, Facebook and Instagram went offline for several hours. Suddenly, people had to communicate by having actual conversations. And they realized what it was like to have a real life. And they all lived happily ever after. And, oh, wait, they're up and running? I gotta go.
Wait, come back. Finish the story. Check our Facebook page today. We want to know how you survived yesterday. Everybody's talking about it. I was so disappointed I couldn't see people's food or their pets. Actually, I enjoy the pictures of the pets. And I love pictures of children doing funny things. And now it's Halloween, so children in their Halloween costumes love it. But your food, not necessarily interested. And since it went down yesterday, some staff members here started sending me pictures of their food. And I was like, oh, look, we're texting photos now. Because the other platforms are down. Thank goodness. I got to see the soup you made for dinner. It makes me feel so much better now. So it was like, but I'll tell you what, I actually did miss the pictures of kids and pets. Dogs doing stupid things make me laugh. I have a stupid roommate, Leo. He makes me laugh. Sometimes he makes me angry. But, you know, pets are something. Children are amazing. Children grow up to be adults. Then they get annoying. This is what I've always said. I got that from my dad. Anyway, hopefully we're all back to normal today because Facebook is back up and Instagram and Snapchat. I don't even know what the hell Snapchat is. All I know is my kids do it, and they're not kids anymore. So there you have it. We're back to normal. We're going to be okay. We survived the blackout of 2021. I feel good about that. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, we've got the keys to Cancun. We'll tease you a little bit more about that, but we will have a new keyword coming up later on this morning. It's also a Try It Tuesday. I say we try something to eat. How about a pierogi? Details on the way. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Here's an idea, Mom, Dad. Stop stealing your kids' Halloween candy, and you could win ice cream for free. What a great... What a great campaign they have going on, because let's admit it, we'll talk about this when we get closer to Halloween. Everybody, yes, everybody steals their kids' Halloween candy. Maybe we wait till they go to bed and we pick something out. My one daughter was so smart, she inventoried everything in her head, I think. And the next morning when she got up, she'd be like, Dad, I'm missing a peanut butter cup. So anyway, Klondike and Breyers have teamed up to stop parents from stealing their kids' treats. When the urge to swipe some of your kids' candy kicks in, all you got to do is text the word CONFESS to their number. And, if you're that interested, I'll give you the number, 64827. I'm doing free advertising for Klondike now, right? Anyway, you text the word CONFESS to that number, and you get a coupon for a free Klondike bar, a Reese's bar, or a Breyers Reese's frozen treat bar. I mean, I just think it's a great idea. I mean, what would you do for a Klondike bar? You would steal your kids' treats, right? Sure.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. It's the Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
I think I want a trip to Cancun.
Keep listening for our next keyword.
And it's coming up after 7 o'clock. Morgan in the Morning. Still 62 degrees high atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Viral comedy coming up for you in just a bit. It's always nice to take the kid fishing. Yeah, reel it in there, little junior. Fishing could be fun for the whole family.
You got it.
But an interesting story about the one that got away. Stay with us.
QKX.
QKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way, another keyword in our Keys to Cancun. You want in on this, you could win one heck of a vacation. Stay with us this hour.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Check this out. A former Disney princess reveals weird things that happen when you're a Disney princess.
I was always caught really off guard when people would do this. So usually, if I was having an issue, I would divert them to my character attendant, because no is not in your vocabulary. You have to find ways around no. Like, Tinkerbell, can you fly for us? Well, Fairy Mary wouldn't like it, because then I wouldn't have enough pixie dust to get back to the mainland. Usually, divert the attention to the character attendant, and they will take care of the creepy dads for you.
Yes, it's a TikTok site where former Disney princesses reveal the really weird stories, like married men trying to give them their hotel room keys.
This is a unique question, because I feel like if dudes are going to be creeps and hit on you, they're going to hit on you whether or not you're a character or not. But there were many moments, especially as Tinkerbell, when I had men, married men, hand me keys to their hotel room and tell me where they were staying.
Okay, that's more than a family vacation. That's just weird. On to another viral video, which is scary but kind of cool. We've all gone fishing with our little kids. And this little boy in Palm Coast, Florida, grabs a hold of one.
You got it.
Reel it in there. The 7-year-old is reeling in a big bass when suddenly...
Oh, my God.
An alligator jumps out of nowhere, snatches up the bass and the kid's pole, and swims off. Yikes!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Listen to it now. Look it up later. Viral comedy. Every morning.
The 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Water. That's the word you need to text this morning. Do it now. The word is water. W-A-T-E-R.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night continues. Jimmy Kimmel wants to talk about Tom Brady beating the Patriots in a funny kind of way. That funny Lynn Hall comes in with birthday buddies and more. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, some celebrity birthdays first.
Okay.
Lynn, are you ready?
I am.
Jesse Palmer.
Okay.
Where do you know that name? Sports, maybe?
Well, kind of.
Or a cheesy TV show, maybe?
Well, and could
actually
be either.
Both.
Okay.
Jesse Palmer is an ex-mediocre NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Now host of The Bachelor. Don't watch that show?
No, I'm sorry. I don't watch
Nobody
that.
Does. Don't feel
I'm sorry.
Bad. 43 years old.
Okay, well, happy
cue
birthday.
The Titanic music. No, let's not.
Okay, please.
Kate Winslet is 46.
Is she really? Okay.
The poor girl is like, as soon as you say Kate Winslet, everybody goes, Titanic.
She's
been in a billion movies.
She has. I saw her in something else recently. She's wonderful, but nope. She'll always be in Titanic.
Here's a name you know. Mario Lemieux is 56.
Okay, I know him.
Hockey legend.
Yes, I know him.
Yeah. How about Bob Geldof, 70 years old
70.
Today.
Okay.
Sir Boomtown Rat.
Yeah, that's his official title.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Okay.
And AC/DC lead screamer Brian Johnson is 74.
Okay.
I've always loved AC/DC, but I always thought that his name, Brian Johnson, he should have had a stage name.
Yeah, he should be like Snake or something, you know, like something that's really rock and roll-ish.
Snake is excellent.
Snake.
Okay, Brian Johnson, 74, and Steve Miller, another name.
Yes.
78 years old.
All right.
Rock and roller, Steve Miller.
Indeed.
I hope he comes back to Spyglass. He was supposed to come when COVID broke out, remember? And
yeah.
It just didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Maybe he will. You never know.
Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Amber Lucas from Richfield is 42 today.
Bradley Attinger from Northumberland, 27 today.
Happy birthday to Carolyn Stepanek. She is 26.
Edward Clock from Shamokin, 64 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Emily Marusco. She's 32.
Justin Kopp is 45 today.
Well, this is interesting because...
now we have another entry.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it says Justin and Janelle.
So are they both 45 and still... That's it. That can happen, you know.
Are they twins? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Interesting.
Maybe they're married and have the same birthday. That can happen.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to both of you. Melinda Inch from Sealands Grove is 28.
Michelle Shadle from Beaver Springs, 52 today.
Happy birthday, Tara Hayes, 36.
Tiffany Lindsay Mull is 40. Oh, I love that name. It's 43 today.
Happy birthday to Victoria Scalzi. She is 48 years old today.
Yes.
And those
that
are
would
the
be
birthdays.
It.
Nothing on the Facebook Messenger. You know the Facebook was down yesterday.
Oh, the Facebook had a problem. I couldn't get on. Oh, my goodness.
6 hours of hell, I'm telling
you. I had to sit and watch TV for that amount of time. My goodness.
I had to pick up my phone and use it as a phone.
As a phone.
I called my mother.
I had to call someone.
There you go. We've got nothing on the text club as well, but you could use the Ford Fun Line. You could use Facebook Messenger, the text club. Mm-hmm. What, email?
Email, snail mail, if you wish.
Carrier pigeon?
Carrier pigeon. You can walk it up here if you want. We're always here from 8 till 5. Well,
every day.
Some of us earlier.
Time.
Oh, sorry. It's birthday buddies. I'll shut up now.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news and sports. Steve's got the AccuWeather still to come. We'll hear the news and the good news. It's all on the way next.
Lord, glad for that on Morgan in the Morning.
62 degrees. High atop Blue Hill, it's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. We heard the news. How about the good news? Neighbors helped to rescue a 97-year-old woman from a house fire. and they succeed. Those stories and more coming up. Stay with us. The good news with Morgan in the Morning. Also, it's a Try It Tuesday. Oh boy, we're going to eat pierogies and talk about our kids.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
The good news, a McDonald's manager actually helped a customer who went into diabetic shock.
I could tell just by the way he was walking to the car that something was wrong. He says, I need a large orange juice. Could you please have someone run it out to me? My husband's in diabetic shock.
Great help. I said, I got it. I know what to do. Pouring sugar in there.
When stuff like this happens, I don't care how many times it happens, I always get shook up. You got to react pretty quick to it, and he did.
Yeah, and what an employee, what a manager, helping an 84-year-old customer from diabetic shock. Here's another piece of good news. Bystanders decide they're going into a burning house to rescue a woman themselves. A 97-year-old New Hampshire woman was rescued by people who were just walking by. Good Samaritans, if you will. They saw the smoke. They had the woman stay in her recliner and they carried her to safety. Now that's good news. Good news locally, the regional United Way of the Valley is coordinating some tutoring services offered by college students. This is a great idea. If you have a student who wants to tutor, or if you have a student who needs tutoring, go to their website, Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. That's GSVUW.org. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we'll talk more about that Facebook going down yesterday. The Facebook. And it's a Try It Tuesday, and we're going to try pierogies made by a little girl locally. She was our
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Hi, I'm Brandon Phillips, Quality Control Manager at Facebook and Instagram. Many of you may have felt scared and stressed yesterday when we were down for 6 hours. Well, we're back and your lives are back to normal. That's right, endlessly stalking ex-boyfriends and girlfriends you haven't spoken to for years. It's back. Tracking how many likes you got on that weird Minions meme you put up? It's here to stay. And posting every meal you've ever had that features even a slice of avocado has returned back to your life to help make you feel whole again. Whoa, oh, I was starting to actually feel genuine emotion there. All right, time for a quick Instagram selfie.
There you go.
That feels better.
Yeah, it makes you feel better. Yesterday's blackout, whether it bothered you or not, happened at about 11:30 a.m. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger all went down and didn't return until the evening. Consider this. By 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Mark Zuckerberg had lost nearly $60 million in revenue, about $13 million an hour, $220,000 a minute. And Zuck saw his personal net worth decrease by about $7 billion. Early this morning when we hit the air, I posted, I survived the Facebook Instagram blackout of 2021. You've seen that everywhere. But I also added, are we all okay? Oh my goodness. Are we all okay? Lots of funny things. One serious comment, Lyle says, crime's being covered up all day yesterday. But then he hit it with an LOL. There were great comments. Keep commenting. Go to our Facebook page and tell us your thoughts. When you picked up your phone, which we use as everything but a phone nowadays, and you punched the Facebook button or Instagram or Snapchat or any of those, and you realized it wasn't working, like, what was your initial feeling? Let us know.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, news is next to check on sports and AccuWeather. It's a Try It Tuesday. We have tried Fisher's Boston Pierogies before on this show. And it is National Pierogi Day coming up on Friday, and we'll be Facebook Live there. All right? But today, on a Try It Tuesday, we're going to try a new pierogi, a recipe invented by an eight-year-old, yes, an eight-year-old third grader from Line Mountain. Why would this girl do this? Well, because she was part of our Celebrate Kids Month, and she won a contest. Stay with us. It's all coming up next hour. 62 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It's a Try It Tuesday, and we're going to try pierogies on the show. Well, we've done that before. But how about a pierogi where the recipe was invented by an eight-year-old kid from Line Mountain, a third grader? Is that possible? Well, yes, it is. Good morning, Tyranny.
Hi.
Hi. She's standing by, and we'll talk about her recipe. We'll even try it on a Tuesday. Stay with us.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
And they are good. The recipe is perfection. Tyranny live on a Try It Tuesday with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Gosh, you're on the way to work, and I have the toughest job in the world. I have to eat live on the radio while you drive, and just imagine the goodness of a homemade pierogi. Fisher's Boston Pierogies in Shamokin. We've done this on the air before, but today it is real special because if you remember back a few months ago, we had Celebrate Kids Month at 94KX, and we had a cool contest where your kid could design their own pierogi with Fisher's Boston Pierogies in Shamokin. So we had the contest, and we got our winner, eight-year-old Tyranny Kiefer, a third-grade student at Line Mountain, came up with this recipe that I am holding, and it is a mac and cheese and bacon pierogi. And I shouldn't do this live on the air, but I'm just going to take a little piece. Now, we all know kids love mac and cheese, right? But we also know that kids eat all kinds of crazy stuff. So why would a kid make like a reasonable recipe? Like, I was thinking peanut butter and jelly would win, or I don't know, Milky Way bar pierogi. Well, kids would love them, and parents would be like, no, 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 not a good idea. I'll tell you what, this pierogi is delicious. And we've got Tyranny on the Ford Fun Line with us right now with her mom, Krista Kiefer. Krista, this whole contest was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was awesome.
Here's how it worked, if you people don't remember, weren't familiar with the contest. We had a child chef contest where kids invented their own pierogies. And the winner actually gets them produced by Fisher's Boston Pierogies in Shamokin. And your daughter, Tyranny, was the winner. How old is she?
She is 8.
8 years old. And does she love to cook? I gotta know.
She likes to help.
Oh, she likes to help. Okay. Well, she became the winner when she came up with a quite the interesting recipe for just a young child. So, Tyranny, are you there?
Yeah.
I would think that someone your age would come up with, like, a gummy bear pierogi or something like that. But that would be kind of gross. How did you come up with your recipe?
I just put my two favorite foods in a pierogi.
Your two favorite foods. Now, one of them would be cheese and one of them would be bacon, but it's a certain kind of cheese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you use Cooper Sharp or did you use, what did you use?
Cooper Sharp.
Cooper Sharp cheese, and everybody loves bacon, right?
Yeah.
So what did you feel like when you found out you won the contest and your pierogies were actually going to be for sale?
Excited.
You're famous now. What do you think? He's just laughing. You're more famous than Tom Morgan on the radio. Well, I'll tell you what, Tyranny. Your pierogies are absolutely delicious. And coming up on Friday, you're going to be at Boston Pierogies in Shamokin, and so is our very own Sam Tyler with Facebook Live, and we're going to tell everybody in the world about your recipe, cheese and bacon pierogies. What do you think?
She's being quiet now.
Okay. Maybe she's starstruck, Mom. What do you think?
I think so.
Okay. So, Tierney, I know you have to go to school now, but thanks for talking to us. Have a great day at school, and thank you for the delicious pierogies.
You're welcome.
Mac and cheese and bacon pierogies from Tierney. And Tierney is quite the chef because I still have a big piece of bacon stuck between my teeth. Absolutely yummy. Hey, if you want to know more about Fisher's Boston Pierogies, get to our Facebook page because we're going to give you some Boston Bucks. That's what they call them. Coupons to get your own homemade pierogies in time for Friday, which is National Pierogi Day. So get to our Facebook page later on this morning when you get to work. And we'll hope Facebook stays up today. And log on and find out how you could win some Boston Bucks. That's Fisher's Boston Pierogi coupons. Congratulations to Tierney as we celebrated Kids Month. And now in the 94KX studios, I'm celebrating mac and cheese bacon pierogies. Yum!
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still more late night TV. Jimmy Fallon talks about the latest Nobel Prize winners. And it is National World Teacher Day. Tom's top list of free things for teachers. Don't go away.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Two scientists were just awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering the receptors that let humans feel temperature and touch. Meanwhile, the scientists who saved millions of lives by creating the COVID vaccine were like, yeah, that deserves a Nobel Prize. If the stove's hot. Way to go, guys. Yeah.
We're up to 63 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45. I have Sam Tyler in the studio today, and she's eating Try It Tuesday leftovers, we'll call them. Mac and cheese, bacon pierogies, whipped up and designed by an 8-year-old third grader from Lion Mountain, the winner of our Fisher's Boston Pierogi Celebrate Kids Month cooking contest. So we're going to go Facebook Live and talk about her, not Sam, Tierney, and we'll talk about the pierogies and how good they are, and we'll talk about something that happens Friday. It's called National Pierogi Day. We just decided to do it on a Try It Tuesday. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. More talk on Keys to Cancun as well.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hope you were with us this morning when we gave another key to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX. So excited. I gave the keyword of the morning show. Am I supposed to say it again? I don't care. Water. Crystal clear, beautiful water in Cancun. Now, that was the keyword this morning. Hopefully, you texted it to 49330 with your name and your hometown. I mean, this is one big vacation prize. Sure, Chad will have another one coming up for you after 10, sometime between 10 and 2. Keep listening. Mark Stevens has his own keyword between 3 and 6 this afternoon. Either way, you could text keywords all day long, every single day, as many times as you want. You want that chance to win that 7-night stay in a suite at the Grand Fiesta Americana in Coral Beach, all inclusive, Cancun, Mexico. Baby, I wish I was you. You know, because we got those rules where employees of Sunbury Broadcasting, SBC Media Partners, and all of us can't win. And it kind of saddens me a little bit. But for you, it's good stuff. The Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX. That's us. WQKX.
still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got our closing thoughts on the way and a big thank you. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, you know what? We're painting the valley pink again this year, too. I mean, we do it every October with our good friends at Evangelical Community Hospital. One of the things we invented, and we did it 2 years ago, and it was so much fun. And then, of course, we couldn't do much of anything last year with the pandemic. One of the things we invented was Drinks for Pink, where we go around to area businesses, bars, restaurants, whatever, and we have, like, pink drinks. And we talk about, you know, life. We talk about good health. Our first Drinks for Pink is Penn's Tavern tomorrow from 5 to 7. You get out of work, 5 o'clock, hit the patio at Penn's Tavern, just south of Sunbury on Route 147. You know what I'm talking about. The place is beautiful, all right? It's all to support the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evan. Show your support. And let's just have a good time. There's going to be specials and, yeah, let's just celebrate this month. Celebrate good health. Celebrate the valley. Wow. I like the way you said that. Chad Evans is next. Stay with us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.